Patrick Moeller, it's great to have you here. We've been watching you, hearing you for years in the youth orchestra at Gonzaga University, so many ways, and just graduated from there. We'll talk about that in a minute. But right now we're here for music. It's the first movement of the first clarinet concerto by Carl Maria von Weber, Greg Presley at the piano. Chip Phillips is your teacher. Once again, our clarinetist, Patrick Moeller. Let's hear some Weber.
Thank you.
Thank you. Patrick Muller playing for us. Come on over here, Patrick. Patrick, he's just graduated from Whitworth University in mechanical engineering with a minor in music. Joined there. Oh, I'm sorry, Gonzaga boy. That's an error one doesn't dare make, and I just did. Anyway, Gonzaga, he was joined by Greg Presley, playing with him, and they were doing the first movement, the first clarinet concerto of Weber. Kind of wonderfully weird concerto, isn't it? With all of that intensity, and then the way it just kind of does that quiet thing. What do you think about that?
It's a little bit of a weird piece to play because sometimes it's a very sad mood, but then the other times it's a very joyful mood. So is it supposed to sound very sorrowful and depressing and happy? It goes back and forth. So I don't know what kind of presence to begin with almost, because it starts sad, but gets very happy.
Yeah, amazing. Anyway, I've known you and your playing for a long time. You've always been a terrific player. But what strikes me through a busy time, majoring in the sciences, in mechanical engineering, you just keep getting better and better on the clarinet. You're just deeply involved with playing this instrument, aren't you?
Yeah, I try and keep on practicing as much as I can, even if it's only like an hour. Four hours a week or so. Mm-hmm. I'll play as much as I can.
Nice. And then at Gonzaga, there's plenty to play in, and you've certainly jumped right in and done everything there, haven't you?
Yeah, they actually, when I was there, the wind ensemble was able to split into two more groups, so they are growing, and it's kind of annoying because they're building a new music hall right after I leave and everything. They're going to have a proper performance hall on campus.
Yeah,
I could play in it.
That's how it goes. Well, I know about annoying because I left the youth orchestra before I got to enjoy a lot of your playing, too. So we know about just missed opportunities. And you graduated, so that famous question, what's up next year for you?
Right now I'm looking for a mechanical engineering job, but on the music side, I want to maybe keep on playing with the Gonzaga group or maybe find a small group, maybe play trios or something. So I'm looking around.
And I would assume that if you majored in music engineering, you're employable, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, applying for jobs isn't exactly fun, no matter what degree you're going for.
Yeah. Well, Patrick Muller, thank you very much for all the great music making you've done for us.
Thank you.
Still at the piano is Greg Presley, because we have a singer coming along. Carolyn Slater is a 15-year-old singer. I think we know her also as an actor in her life, a 10th grader at Lewis and Clark High School, involved, I'm sure, with that busy drama department there. She's a student of Heather Parker, and she and Greg are going to be doing a Kurt Weill song, which is What Good Would the Moon Be? In our studio, soprano Caroline Slater.
Someone I don't care for would buy them.
Caroline Slater, the 15-year-old soprano who sang for us What Good Would the Moon Be, joined by Greg Presley, a student of Heather Parker and a 10th grader at Lewis and Clark High School. Thank you, Caroline. We're on our way to a violinist, Eric Liu, who can you can come in here. We already got you tuned. Eric is a 14-year-old violinist, a 9th grader at Meade High School in Spokane. And he studies with a member of the Spokane Symphony, Judo, and is joined by the pianist Finkai. And the two of them together are going to be doing a Mozart sonata. You okay with the tuning? Need to check it or anything? Okay, this will be the first movement of the Mozart G major violin sonata, played by violinist Eric Liu. Thank you. Eric Liu. Come on over here, Eric. He joined by the pianist Feng Kai. We're doing the first movement of a Mozart sonata in G major. So, Eric, did you just audition for the Spokane Youth Orchestra? You're going to be playing in it next year?
I'm going to be playing it next year. I haven't auditioned yet. So, yeah, for the Youth Symphony. So,
yeah,
yep.
That'll be great. And so far, when did you start violin? How
I started in...
Let me come a little closer.
I started in fourth grade, so 5 or 6 years now. So.
Okay. And so in addition to violin, which you clearly do really well, what are some other things you're into?
So I play for our high school's tennis team, and I play for number two singles, and my brother plays number one singles, and we just played for districts, for doubles, and then we won districts, so we're off to regionals now.
Oh, wow. So you have to, that's tennis, you say?
Yeah, tennis.
Yeah, okay, so that's you're pretty serious tennis player, too.
Yeah, sure.
This kind of dumb outside question, but do you feel any commonality in the physicality of doing tennis and doing violin? Does any of the coordination transfer? Are they so different?
Not really. They're kind of different. So, mm-hmm. And like, there's nothing, not many similarities between them. I just like what, like the individual what to do. Yeah. Like,
other than maybe quick reaction time.
Yeah.
And of course that's so essential, especially in tennis. Well, when are these tennis when are these next tennis things? Just right away, like
so
this week or next
regionals
week?
Regionals is tomorrow, actually. So we leave for Richland tomorrow, and yeah. So
good. Well, then we better let you get out of here and get ready for your next tennis thing.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Eric.
Thank you,
Eric Liu, who was just playing Mozart for us.